Editor's note. The following piece was submitted by the Southern Georgian Bay Chamber of Commerce to highlight one of its members. The thought of the town of Midland housing its own Hall of Fame had been on the minds of several community members for a long time. In 1994, it was a visit to the Olympia Sports Shop operated by Danny Wood from Bernard, Buzz, Deschamps that really got the ball rolling. Afterwards, Deschamps and Wood approached area manager Jim McLaren, arena attendant Bob Merklee, the arena attendant, Brian Peter, Midland's Parks and Recreation Director, and Brian McKell, Midland's Planning Director to further advance this idea and dream. Through research, connections and engaging additional Town of Midland officials, council not only approved the concept but became partners to ensure this rich community had a space to showcase the talented athletes that are and will be deserving at the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center. The Midland Sports Hall of Fame hosted its first induction ceremony in 1996 with 420 attendees of the Black Tie event gathered to see this important moment in Midland's history. Deschamps was elected as the hall's first chair, a position he would keep until the year 2000. McKell was on the board from 1996 to 2008 and served as a director, vice chair and chair. Current chair Todd Lalonde said this about the importance of this organization. I believe that paying tribute to our athletes, sports builders and role models helps create and maintain a positive and fun community. Nominators submit the real journeys and accomplishments that create history for all to enjoy at the Midland Sports Hall of Fame. On the importance of local support, Lalonde noted, sponsors help recognize our inductees. Many volunteers and businesses donate to our ceremonies and the team of nominators, athletes, volunteers, sponsors and the town of Midland create a wonderful history within our community. And with the hall's 30th anniversary happening in 2026, Lalonde outlined some of the organization's future goals. I see more and continued teamwork with the organizations mentioned previously. I see using social media as much as possible. That starts with volunteers well-versed in that world. 2024 inductee nominations are currently being accepted. You can nominate a local athlete, builder, team or historical venue that you feel should be honored by our community. For more information, email Midland Sports Hall of Fame at gmail.com.